Test 72, Section 3, Question 2. Now, this says, which one of the following, if true, most seriously weakens the argument? Okay, so we want to hurt this. So it says, when the ancient fossils of a primitive local mammal were unearthed in New Zealand, they provided the first concrete evidence that the island had once had indigenous land mammals. Okay, so basically when we found this mammal fossil, that was the first evidence that it had indigenous land mammals. Until that discovery, New Zealand had no known native land mammals, so it wasn't anything before that. That's kind of like provided the first concrete evidence. The discovery thus falsifies the theory that New Zealand's rich and varied native bird population owes its existence to the lack of competition from mammals. So basically this then disproves the idea that the bird population owes its existence to the lack of competition from mammals. Well, the problem with this is there could have been a land mammal there a long time ago, but it died out. And maybe that there weren't very many there. And that since then, the birds have been able to flourish because of that. Because all it says is it's rich and varied native bird population. Well, we don't know necessarily that that wasn't a result. And so we really just want anything that's going to say, no, actually, the birds are rich and varied there because of a lack of mammalian competition. So the unearthed land mammal is only one of several ancient land mammals that were indigenous. That, if anything, would kind of strengthen this argument, because that says there were lots of mammals there. Recently discovered land mammal became extinct long before native bird population was established. That would weaken this argument, because it's going to say, look, that mammal was gone by the time the birds showed up, and so therefore maybe the whole reason the birds did flourish was because all the mammals were gone. So B is quite good. Site at which the mammal was unearthed also contains fossils of primitive reptile and insects. We don't care at all about reptiles and insects for the purpose of this question. Countries with rich and varied native land mammal populations do not have rich and varied native bird populations. That, if anything, would strengthen it, because it's giving kind of a control group. It says when you do have lots of mammals, you don't typically have the birds. Some other island countries that are believed to have no native land mammals, in fact, had indigenous land mammals at one time. That doesn't really change anything about whether or not on New Zealand the lack of mammal competition was responsible for the rich bird life. And so, therefore, answer choice B is our correct response.